Proverbs for the day, Proverbs chapter 21, verses 10 through 12. Proverbs 21, June the 21st, Proverbs 10 through 12. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. You know, sometimes because we don't know beyond today or beyond a year, we just go ahead and deal with things as they are. And so dealing with this particular chapter and this project of Proverbs for the day, this chapter has 31 verses. So we'll deal with all three of these verses just in a devotional way. Two main thoughts as we read these verses. First of all, the wicked are wicked at their core. You know, the soul is the center of your being, so to speak. That's why it's called your bowels in the Bible, B-O-W-E-L-S. It's just man's tendency, penchant for depravity that man would take and a Bible word and turn it into something that would have to do with your intestines and your digestive tract. But the bowels have to do with the center of you. And that's why a bowl is hollowed out in the middle and you put something in it. So he says here, the soul of the wicked desireth evil. Now, you say, how did they get that way? Well, we're going to refer you to Psalm 101 for a few minutes. And hopefully you'll mark it, you'll read it, you'll remember it, because it's very important. Psalm 101. We'll begin reading in verse 1. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside, it shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me, I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. This psalm is attributed to David. It is Psalm 101. You say, how did they get that way? They got that way by putting wicked things before their eyes, verse 3. They got that way by walking within their house differently than they walked in public, until pretty soon it became acceptable in public. We think of the men of Sodom and Gomorrah. These men in Genesis chapter 13, and of course, you can guess it, verse 13, these men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before God. When God uses this term wicked in our English King James Bible, the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the idea here carries with it that, and it's a major subject of the book of Job, that there are those who let the core of their being, their soul, become wicked. He associates that with what Sodom stands for and what Sodom practiced and what Sodom did. He associates it with what Sodom did to Lot, to where he got to the point where Lot had lost all sight of what was right, of what was good, of what was pure. His offer to give up his daughters was just, it offends our senses. And yet, people today give up their children to television. They give up their children to cable. They give up their children to all sorts of things. You can do what you want. The Disney Channel, so to speak, whatever they call it, I don't know its exact distinction today, what they're slipping it in as, but even that is teaching these young girls to dress inappropriately, to talk inappropriately, to live inappropriately, to practice their whole communication with people inappropriately. Pretty soon, their soul can get wicked. Because the wicked are wicked at their core. They've allowed something to happen to their soul. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. And so, when we begin to think about this and about this psalm, for example, one of the things that comes to my mind is he contrasts it. And he said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Psalms 101, verse 3. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. I challenge you to read Psalm 101 today at some point. I challenge you to mark it. Stick a little marker in there. Look at it for a while. And get in your mind that David is setting his heart so that he will not be in with the wicked. He will not be soft towards the wicked. He will not be sympathetic towards the wicked. He said, I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Now, your place is not to go through your geopolitical country and do it. It's to go through your country, you, and the things that you have influence over. Have you ever thought that the way people become wicked is one thought at a time and one sin at a time and one compromise at a time? And so, go through there. I mean, you know what he says in verse 2 of Psalm 101? He said, oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Because you don't know when God's going to knock on your door. You don't know when he's going to come in and want to sit down and have a talk with you. So you know what you do? Set up your house to where? Your dwelling. If it's a tent. Whatever it is. If it's a little one-room shack, then just set it up to where you walk within it, where he could show up any time with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. We know what that would do to most people's use of the internet. We're talking about Christians here, believers. Most people's use of the internet, most people's use of movies, DVDs, etc., etc., etc. I didn't write it, but boy, it's great advice. I will set no wicked thing. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave. Ready? Verse 4, I will not know a wicked person. Why, you know, people know more about the wicked people out of Hollywood than they know about God's Bible characters nowadays. And the whole thing is turned upside down. You say, well, you're just talking about a radical. I am not even talking about a radical solution. I'm talking about just an everyday normal solution. Get in the Scriptures. Draw a distinction. Because he says here, the soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. Why, there is a doctrine of the attitude towards our neighbor, our fellow man, that is completely out of control today. I mean, it is completely out of bounds. Notice secondly with it, we'll tie the two together in a moment, that the wise wisely consider the wicked. Notice our passage. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. Now watch. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Maybe it would help you to get this into your mind, that God has nothing to learn from the wicked. There is nothing to learn from the wicked. He even tells them over in the prophets that they have done some things that he couldn't have even imagined. He couldn't have even foreseen. That's how bad man can get. Now we are, however, we're not God. So he says that the righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked. You know, there's a foolish way to consider the wicked. There's a wise way. The foolish way is to be partial to them. The foolish way is to give them an opportunity to have credibility. They have not deserved that, nor shall they ever deserve it. There is wise consideration. Now listen, and then there is fascination. Beware. There is a fascination with evil because of the old nature and the sin that's in the world. We're not supposed to be fascinated by wickedness. Wisely consider a few things. Number one, the end of the wicked. Wisely consider the end of the wicked. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. That's Proverbs 23, verses 17 and 18. Not just consider the end of the wicked, but consider the enticement of the wicked, which we've spoken of out of Proverbs chapter 1. Consider that what the wicked are doing is they're trying to entice others. They're enticed. They want to entice them so they can become wicked or partly wicked or just tolerant of them. He said here, the righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked. Now, God doesn't even consider him. God just overthrows him in verse 12. So why is it considered the end of the wicked? Where is it going to come out? The enticement of the wicked. Let's back up even closer to home. Why is it considered the entrance of wicked things? He said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Sin never left a man better than it found him. He tells them in Romans 16 that they ought to be wise concerning good and simple concerning evil. It will not help you to know how to sin. It will not help you to know how others sin. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'll beat the drum till somebody hears the beat and it helps their life, that the extent of description, the extent of being graphic, the extent of dealing with things is how the Bible deals with them. You need to be very, very careful of this fascination with the wicked. I'm telling you, people who have just out of curiosity played with wicked things or observed or studied wicked things haven't ended up with it finding root in their soul. You're no different than anybody else. I'm no different than anybody else. You can't afford to do it. And with the advent today of things that can come into your house, Psalm 101, without anybody else knowing but you, see, you forgot something, huh? The Lord. You get me? With the advent of these things, the believer has to be on their guard. The believer has to put out more effort to think like and be like the mind of a true believer. The wicked are wicked at their core. How'd they get there? By the entrance of these things. In Psalm 119, the entrance of thy word giveth light. Soak up the scriptures. Get in there and put that stuff in your heart and in your mind. Think on it. Because the wise wisely considereth the wicked. The house of the wicked has an end. The house of the wicked has people in it that it enticed in there. The house of the wicked should not be allowed to have an entrance. So why is it considered the end of the wicked, the enticement of the wicked, and the entrance of wicked things? Wisely consider the house of the wicked.